So please complete the sentence. For you, the most inspiring person on earth is?
All right. I will tell you honestly what I really think here. And I know that maybe you expect some random answer like Einstein or Johann Sebastian Bach, but this is not it. And since I've met so many really inspiring people in my life, actually my time horizon, let me keep it very relatively short into the past, let's say a year into the past. There were two people who I really, really found extraordinarily inspiring. One of them is became both friends of mine. One of them, his name is Dan Ariely. Dan and I did consulting at Match.com, at Planet Out, at Swiss International Airlines, at a number of companies where his deep intuitions about what people really want to do as opposed to what they say they want to do just made a huge difference to those companies. But more importantly, he told me about dozens of experiments, and I remember the minute details of all of those things. Extraordinary, inspiring. He calls me, we talk for 3 minutes on the phone. I walk up in a meeting to a group of people I had there when the phone call came in, and I give a 1 hour speech to them, and they all take notes as if I had prepared it. So that's one of them, Dan Ariely. The other one is another dear friend of mine who I've known for a number of years. His name is Yuhan Chan. And Yuhan, I already told you about him, is an extraordinarily inspiring person just because of the way he is. Very, very smart guy. Did his PhD at MIT. And he is helping me solve a problem in machine learning, which I wanted to solve for many years, but I'm not smart enough to do. So they are both people who are just really inspiring because whatever they say, I cannot help but basically memorizing. And I just am super happy if I have a chance to get inspired by them. Let me add a third person to the mix, which might be the most inspiring person for the last 46 years of my life. And that is Josef Simon, professor of philosophy, emeritus, at Bonn, University of Bonn, who I learned an incredible amount from when I was an undergraduate. So they have in common that basically, you know, when this one says something, it won't get lost.
Okay.
But I remember it.
Fair enough.